We're joined right now by an Atlanta Falcon. He is in his third NFL season. He is the recipient of the PFWA Good Guy Award. He had an enormous season. 117 tackles. Four passes defended. Three sacks. Four forced fumbles. Two INTs. He was an all-Ivy League selection at Yale. He was the 200th pick overall in the 2018 draft. Foye Oluokun is my guest. Foye, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So you wrapped up your third NFL season. Let me start right there. When you look back on the season you just had, what was it like for you personally?
It was good. I mean, a lot of it was just proving to myself that I could become like an established player in the league. So, you know, going through that off season, coming into the season, it was a lot of motivation, like self-motivation, trying to get myself right for the year.
All right, so what about that? I mean, that was your first season as a full-time starter, and as you just said, you wanted to prove to everybody, look, I belong here, I earned this right, and then you go out and you lead the team in tackles. How much pride then is there in proving that if you got that opportunity, you could deliver at the highest level the way you did?
Yeah, it's just something I've always kind of been accustomed to, regardless of what level it's been. So whether it's been, you know, college coming in, playing as a freshman, and then eventually moving to safety, eventually moving to linebacker, whatever opportunity I got, you know, I wanted to relish in it. And then, you know, I got to the league, I was more of a special teams player, and then Debo got hurt my rookie year. I got to play a lot more, and then I kind of just wanted to prove the coaches they're making the right decision for playing me, and then, you know, kind of using that to propel myself into this third year, using that same confidence that I got from my rookie and second year. Whenever I got my opportunity, I felt like I did well.
Foye Oluokun is joining us. You mentioned the position changes. I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But I did read off some of the stats at the top of the interview. From where I'm sitting, now I don't have a vote, but from where I'm sitting, they feel like Pro Bowl stats, and yet you weren't even on the initial Pro Bowl ballot, as in your name was not even an option for people to choose when they voted. I know you're not in it for personal awards, but did that feel personal? Like, how much did that bother you? Did you feel disrespected by that?
Yeah, like, at the beginning, like, when I first got left off of it, I didn't really think much of it. I just actually woke up from a nap when I got on the initial ballot. But it's kind of like a respect thing because, you know, you play, at least for this year, I played to kind of earn my respect out there. And then when I wasn't really put on the ballot, but I knew of guys that were that I feel like maybe weren't playing as well at that time, it was kind of just odd that I wouldn't be on the ballot. So definitely a little bit more motivation going into the rest of the year there. But, you know, I don't really play for Pro Bowl recognition. I played to win games, but definitely wanted my respect too.
All right, so they eventually did add you to the ballot. So what would it mean to you to receive a Pro Bowl nod at some point? If not now, but at some point, what would that mean?
I mean, that would be great. It just means that my little recognition from all the hard work that I put in around the league, but as I said, I don't really play for, you know, that Pro Bowl recognition. I know it is a popularity contest, and me coming from a small school, kind of unheard of for folks in my career, I know it's going to be hard for me to get into the Pro Bowl, but you know, with more success, with more good plays I put out there, that'll be more of a possibility.
So let's talk about that small school for a minute. During your first two seasons in the NFL, when a bye week came around, you would go back to Yale and you'd get some work in with your old position coach. A lot of guys in that situation take that bye week and they take a vacation. You were actually doing work. Why was that, and what did you take away from those sessions?
I just know that a lot of it is kind of routine for your body. So if you take a week off completely like that, your body's going to relax. And I know how long of a season it is, and I don't want any, like, minor injuries from you not being in shape or something. So really I went up to Yale. I did relax in part of the bye week, but I did go up to Yale. I did get my workouts in up there just because I knew once we got back, we're back to the normal schedule. So it wasn't much to really think about. I feel like it was kind of normal for me. And now I just got to see my old coaches and old teammates. So it was a win-win on both those parts.
It sounds uncommon to me. That does not seem normal generally, but I could see where it would be normal for you. You mentioned the position changes. Like, when you started out, you were a cornerback at Yale. Then you moved to safety. Then you moved to linebacker. What were those transitions like? And then how comfortable are you at linebacker now?
Yeah, the transitions kind of were seamless. I mean, I think they recruited me. Do move me to safety, but I played corner my whole life in high school. So I think an injury or two happened my freshman year there, and I got to stay at corner. And then my sophomore year, they eventually moved me to safety. And, you know, kind of just learning the game from a different viewpoint back there. And eventually I got moved into like this hybrid safety linebacker type that did everything on the field. And I think that really helped me, getting me film out there, seeing how versatile I was for the NFL, so my athleticism could carry over. And then when I got to the NFL, linebacker's a whole different game. I had to see, you know, pullers, which I struggled with, you know, in training camp and stuff. But as it went on, as I studied more film of myself and other linebackers, I became more comfortable back there for sure. And then this year I kind of went back to playing all over the field again. So it's really, I have a lot of versatility, however the coach wants to use me. I feel like I can be capable football player, any type of position they want.
You've proven that. Atlanta Falcons linebacker Foyer Luakon is joining us now. You mentioned the coaching staff at Yale. Let me ask you about Tony Reno. Tony Reno said this of you, and I quote, "He's so driven to be elite and to do it for everybody else around him, and that's a big part of who we've been since I've known him. He's the same guy right now as he was then," end quote. So I'm always curious about what makes guys go, what makes guys tick, like that drive to be great, that drive to be elite. Where did that come from?
I feel like it's just how I was raised. My parents always wanted me to be the best at whatever I was doing. So with them, they wanted me to be the best student. You know, they did education very, very hard. So, but anything my dad or mom put me at, they wanted the best for me in that, you know, aspect. So when I chose to go to sports as a profession, they wanted me to be the best, you know, professional athlete I could be. And I'm just always driven that I'm a really competitive person. I don't like anybody to say that they're better than me at something. So even though I might acknowledge somebody is, you know, better than me at first, I'm definitely striving to be better than them. That's just the competitor in me. So every time I watch film in the off season or in the season, if I see somebody, you know, who has that recognition, who has, you know, that over me, I'm going to say, what can I do? Be as good as him or better than him. And I feel like that kind of always drives me, just that competitive spirit in me.
You know, there's so much that goes into doing the job that you do, right? And there's so many things that you can control, and there are things you can't control. You can control the way you react to things, the way you work, the way you prepare, your technique, things like that. But then there's the business of the business. As an example, the season did not get off to the best start, and it led to Dan Quinn being fired as head coach. What was that experience like for you personally?
It's the first time I've ever had a coach, you know, that I came in with, I didn't finish with. So it's different. I mean, that's just the NFL. But, you know, high school, I had the same coach the whole time. College, same coach the whole time. So it was just different because I like to ride. I like to fight for my coach. And then, you know, he's not there no more. Fortunately, I had another coach that I'd grown with through the years, Ra, which is another great guy. And so we were fighting for him. But I kind of felt like, me personally, I wanted to make sure that, you know, he brought me to the organization. He brought me in the NFL. I wanted to prove that he made the right decision. So I always fight for him regardless.
What about Raheem Morris? You just mentioned him. What do you make of the job that he did as interim head coach?
Yeah, good. When we start off 0-5, I feel like a lot of teams cave it in, you know, pack it in. We fight every week. And I know we had some bad losses, unfortunate losses throughout the season, but we were there fighting every week, week in, week out for a W. So I like the job he did, motivated us, and got the best out of it.
So finally, I'm curious, like, how are you approaching your time now that the season is over for you and your team? Do you try to unplug completely from the game? Are you watching playoff games? How are you approaching it?
Yeah, I took a week off, and I'm feeling like a bum already, so I feel like working out again. But I take usually like a month off, try to let my body heal, month and a half off, and I'll start slowly working out again, running again. Usually start playing basketball, but right now I'm letting my body heal a little bit more this offseason. But, yeah, within that month and a half, I'll start slowly working out again. And then by 2 months, I'm lifting heavy again, getting my feet back under me and everything, and back at it, trying to become a better football player the rest of the offseason.
Foyer, when you say you take a week off, I'm curious, for you, what does that mean? I mean, does that mean you can eat? I mean, are you, like, not picking up a single weight, not doing any cardio? Are you eating whatever you want, whenever you want? Like, what does a week off mean?
So I thought I was going to do that. So I did I bought a case of soda. I was a soda addict when I was little, so I bought a case of soda. I popped my first Sprite right after the season, and it hit really hard. Like, I love Sprite. But then, like, I just felt unhealthy. I couldn't go about it how I wanted to, so I started eating a little bit healthier the second half of the week. But, no, I didn't pick up a weight. I didn't run or nothing. I was watching games this weekend. I got remotivated to do something because I just hate when I feel like people are getting better than me. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I have to stay off my legs because I just played a full season, but I'm going to find a way to get active again.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a matter of being lazy or not motivated. That's like rest, recovery. That's the right thing to do.
Important to recover, for sure.
Yeah, like, when was the last time you had a soda? If that Sprite was the first can you'd have in a long time, when was the last time you had soda?
Last off season was the last time I had soda. Last year.
Wow. And then finally, nutrition. Like, generally, how do you eat? What's your approach to nutrition?
I definitely try to keep it healthy, but, you know, stuff that I like. So I eat a lot of lean meats and vegetables. And then my carbs will depend on the day I have coming up. So if I have a heavy running day or something I'm about to do, I'll eat more carbs. I'm not really running. Like right now, I'm probably not eating that many carbs. I don't need that energy that's not going to get burned. It'll turn into, you know, fat or whatever that I need.
Obviously, you got a plan. You're working that plan. Body as temple. Yeah. He was the 200th pick in the 2018 draft overall. He was an all Ivy League selection at Yale. Foye Oluokun joining us. Foye, great job, man. Good to talk to you. Great to have you on the show. Let's be sure we do it again next season.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you. That was fun. Good job. Well done. Really impressive individual. Talking a lot to guys about diet. I'm fascinated by that because I want to learn about it myself. I want to be better at that myself.